The crib is ready. The car seat is in the car. The newborn clothes are washed and folded. And now we wait. We wait for new life, for a child who will change everything. Friends, today, this day that is both the fourth Sunday of Advent and Christmas Eve, today reminds me of nothing more than a day, well, 19 months ago now, when Adam and I woke up in the morning knowing that it was the day our youngest child would be born. See, Malcolm was breech and his doctors were getting concerned about him, so I had a C-section scheduled. We got up and got dressed, but the procedure wasn't until that afternoon, so we waited. And as a matter of fact, it was the day of my friend's graduation at CDSP up the hill, so I went. And I prayed and laughed and celebrated with my friends as we waited for it to be time for him to arrive. But, of course, that's not where we are today. This morning, our gospel text gives us instead the beginning of a pregnancy. It reminds us where this journey started 9 months ago, when God announced an incredible plan to become human and live among us. People had been waiting, longing for a Messiah, for liberation and freedom. But what God proposes is earth-shattering. It is wild and unbelievable to enter into a virgin's womb, to be enclosed, hidden in darkness for 9 months, to be formed in flesh and bone, to be born as a baby. Incredible. How can this be? The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And God waits. See, the angel does not depart until Mary says, "Here am I, let it be with me according to your word." Mary responds to God's invitation to be part of God's work in the world, to participate in this incredible plan. It is fitting on this last day of Advent, which is also Christmas Eve, that we remember where this began. Here, the beginning and the end. In a way that makes nonsense of our understanding of linear time. On this day, everything changes. On this day, Mary agrees to bear God into the world. On this day, we wake up in the morning knowing that new life will be born this evening. The light is coming. And yet, the light is already here. For a few moments, Mary alone knows what God is doing. Today, in her, Christ has entered the world. And then she waits. She waits these long months until today the world will know that Christ has entered. Between the asking and the answer, between knowing that new life kicks inside and that life being delivered to the world, between what is and what will be, between is holy, sacred waiting. To be clear, this is not the waiting of parking lots and checkout lines. Although, you know, turning those times into moments of prayer is not a bad idea. No, this waiting grows new life. It is a necessary part of bringing God's unending reign of justice and mercy. This is the waiting of Christ in the womb. Many of you know this waiting. We live these last hours of Advent time and again in our lives. We wait for dreams desperately longed for that seem like they may never come. For peace, for reconciliation, for a diagnosis, for a child, for a job, for citizenship, for health care, for patriarchy to be overthrown, for healing, for answers. We wait with hope and expectation, sometimes bracing ourselves against our worst fears. Over and over, we find ourselves waiting. Something is coming. God is doing something, and yet we wait. Entering this kind of waiting, allowing ourselves to be challenged and maybe even changed here, is especially difficult in a world that tells us our lives should be sugary sweet and filled with sparkly happiness this time of year. But I've actually found that following Christ leads me to this place more often than not. This place between knowing that new life is surely real and the not quite yet here nature of it. This time of waiting is not just something to get through. It has something to teach us. We are also issued an invitation to be Christ bearers, to allow God to overshadow our lives, to work in us to bring freedom and justice. The Prince of Peace comes to our broken and hurting lives, asking to be born anew. As we wait for what God will do, we can participate in what God is doing. Time bends around onto itself. The beginning touches the end. The end is itself a beginning. With God, nothing will be impossible. We remember and we wait. That day at my friend's graduation, people kept asking what I was doing there. "Aren't you having a baby?" they said. "Like, today?" "Well, yeah, but not until later. What else would I be doing? What else, other than celebrating with them this glorious end, which is, of course, itself really only a beginning? What else was there to do? Adam and I had all the baby gear. We were as ready as you could expect parents to be. Still, as we drove to the hospital, we asked each other, are you ready for this? Well, yeah. I mean, I guess. No. Because, actually, onesies and strollers and pacifiers aren't the things. They can't make you really ready for your life to be completely changed. There are things we can do to prepare. But then, sometimes I think we comfort ourselves, or maybe distract ourselves, by just doing something, anything, to feel like we can possibly be really ready for what is coming. Stockings and lights and Christmas trees, they can help us. They can move our hearts and minds, but they aren't the things. You can make preparations. They are necessary and good. But finally, you have to wait. If we are present to the waiting, we might find beginnings and ends and new life all here together, making space for our lives to be changed by this coming child. Sit with God in these last few hours in the womb. Know for certain that God is in the waiting. And know that God is ahead in what will be, but already is. It is wild, and it is unbelievable. Come back tonight. There will be shepherds and sheep and a host of angels and the cry of a newborn baby. But for now, with Mary, we wait.